This is The Takeaway. I'm Daljit Dhaliwal.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Just a moment here. I'm going to take a sip of my performance-enhancing drug here.
Don't coffee. Forget to toss in your coffee. Roasted carrots from earlier
there
on.
There you go. Yeah. Coffee on morning radio. Caffeine. Is it a performance-enhancing drug? Well, that was a really serious issue yesterday as A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, the huge Yankee, the giant Hall of Fame baseball star who admitted to using performance-enhancing drugs, talking about it yesterday.
I'm here to say that I'm sorry. I'm here to say that in some ways I wish I went to college and got an opportunity to grow up at my own pace. You know, I guess when you're young and stupid, you're young and stupid. And I'm very guilty for both those.
I wish I went to college, maybe became an English major, didn't need that $250 million from the Texas Rangers. Jay Cowett, did you see that a news conference yesterday by A-Rod? Jay Cowett, of course, on our operations board in the control room and our Takeaway sports contributor. Jay?
Well, you know, it was a weird press conference. It was a very genuine approach from A-Rod. He really took it to heart that his teammates were there, that his Yankee teammates showed up. I think the problem with the press conference is that whatever he was going to say wasn't going to get him a ton of sympathy. And unfortunately, even though it was a good apology, a strong anti-steroids message saying he was stupid, his story doesn't really match up from what he said, you know, over the past 2 weeks to Peter Gammons, to
Let's start with 60 Minutes, where he just out and out lied to Katie Couric.
So he out and out lied there, and now it looks like he lied to Peter Gammons last week because his story yesterday did not match up. So it kind of puts him in a weird spot with the press. And also yesterday they didn't ask follow-up questions. They weren't allowed.
Yeah.
So this opens it up to questions forever now. They weren't allowed to go into the story.
PR then?
Well, he's always been in a tough position with the media. It seems to me he was talking way beyond the media. Let's hear what he said about the lesson for kids from what happened to him.
I feel that this happened for a much bigger reason than baseball. I think God's put me now in a position put me in a forum where I can be heard and my voice can be heard. And I hope that kids would not make the same mistake that I made.
No, that's Alex Rodriguez, of course. You said, Daljit, that, you know, is it all PR? I looked at that news conference and I saw a more authentic sounding, heartfelt A-Rod than I've ever heard before. These baseball players all talk like robots, except for the relief pitchers occasionally.
No follow-up questions, though, so...
It was controlled. It was a controlled environment. I mean, that's why I'm having a hard time evaluating it. It was refreshing to see A-Rod this way, but it's not really going to change any fans' minds about him, do you think?
He's in a weird spot. He's a man without a country right now. He's got no allegiances to the Rangers, none to Seattle. Yankee fans only care about championships. So if he comes in and they win a championship this year or win a couple down the line, maybe they forget about this. But that's what matters in the Yankee fans' mind. And I don't think this apology did much to get him over that hump.
So this doesn't matter, the fact that when he was just young and stupid, he knew that, you know, maybe he didn't know they were steroids, but he knew they weren't breath mints?
I knew we weren't taking Tic Tacs. You know, I knew that it potentially could be something that perhaps was wrong.
I knew it wasn't Tic Tacs.
That's the weirdest part of that press conference. Three years he took this stuff, twice a month for three years. He didn't know if it worked. He didn't know what it was. That's a little sketchy.
Well, he's always going to be a Yankee, and I guarantee you, we'll talk later about this, Jay. He's going to have his best year this year. Jay Cowett, Takeaway sports contributor, talking about A-Rod and the steroids.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.